Okay, any question? What are we talking about? We are almost approaching the end of the book, which is the wilderness. The stuff that you just, the reader, I don't understand it. What are these stuff that we talked about? What are the stuff that is like that? Is not understandable? Do you remember anything?
Remember the four birds.
What do you mean?
Four birds.
Oh. Four birds. What was the story of four birds?
Several stories.
Four birds are four kind of thinking which you should put aside. Then, maybe then, you would get what you're talking about. Right? So, he started with four birds and we put out all those birds, which are the basic animal thinking, right? All the wishes of animal are those four basic ones. What is except those? One thing, only one thing, is love. Has nothing to do with those four birds, and is something that logically we cannot explain it to you. It's impossible because this is really beyond the logic. What is the logic of love? There is none. But we are here to learn from someone who learned. Do you remember the guy, the Rumi? He was a philosopher and a religious person, knowledgeable, blah, 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 all of that. Then suddenly realized that he didn't know what love is. Shams came and presented it to him. He presented to us. How? With one seemingly very simple story. Is a story of a lover. This lover is a slave. Means he had nothing. Now he has everything because king loves him and will give him everything. What is he doing? The main stuff is keeping that old stuff in mind, that I was nobody. Who does that in mind? Which one of you? Which one of you ever think about the time that you didn't exist even? And everything existed and this human exists. You started to come here and how? Empty-handed, empty head. You had nothing, right? And the day you go, you have nothing. So, what are you worrying about? Let go of this, because you should remember, whatever you have, whatever you have, I mean properties, I mean talent, I mean whatever you have, is given to you by we, right? Even the first chance, there was a man and a woman who prepared that first chance for you to arrive. So you should always remember that whatever I have, I should be grateful, not be more needy and ask for more and all that stuff. I should remember that I started zilch, nothing. That's how we start, right? Then we gain a lot. especially the knowledge, the subject we're talking about. So we are talking about this lover, and he is explaining what love really is. The last paragraph we read, I hope you remember, because it was a long one, there was this dervish, you remember, that was looking at these horses of the king, which are prepared and beautiful, and he forgot that, okay, they have all of that because they go to war, they do fighting, they do something. It's not only the side you are looking at, because you are looking at one side of the subject and you say, ah, I want that. And a lot of time you don't, you cannot even imagine the price to pay for that stuff. Okay? Now, we go back before this story. Before this story was an argument. There is this long argument. Let's talk about it. It's a very important one and very complicated. Let's talk about free will, choice. What is it? Do you have a choice, or you are forced to do something? Which one is it? Both. There is always necessities from outside and the condition, and there's always your effort. It's both of them. But you always talk about the environment, the power on you, and you're forced to do that, I know, because that's a good excuse not to be responsible. You're not responsible for what is being given to you. You are responsible to use it, how do you use it, and how you will turn it back, because this is what this is all about, right? So we always talk about this philosophic fighting. We started book one long chapter over there was talking about this. Jab, ikhtiyar, right? Here are the steps that again and again Rumi will explain that there is no jab. It's all ikhtiyar. Don't talk about the condition and excuses of I was forced, blah, 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 blah. You are responsible for what you're doing. And we insist upon this, and it's a main subject, right? And you should be ready for this, because the confusion is very close. Right at the beginning of book 6, everything will be upside down. So be ready and understand what is he talking about. Okay, so who is the volunteer today? How about you? Yes, go ahead.
How the necessitarian infidel again replied to the Sunni who was inviting him to accept Islam and abandon his belief in necessity, and how the debate was prolonged on both sides. For this difficult and controversial matter cannot be decided except by the real love that has no further interest in it. And that is God's grace. He bestows it on whom he pleases.
Okay. A little bit complicated. What is the meaning of necessitarian? That's the how they translated the word Jabri, means the fellow who is talking about, I have to do this, I was forced, I don't have any choice. Okay? Yes.
The necessitarian infidel began his reply, by which that eloquent man was confounded. But if I relate all those answers and questions, I shall be unable to get on with this discourse.
Ah, so Rumi opened the paragraph to talk about the defense that this stupid fellow has, and right at the beginning he said, oh, he talks a lot, and we don't have time for that. I'm sorry. Because the fellow who nags about the situation and condition always does it. How many times? So, yes?
We have things of greater importance to say, whereby your understanding will obtain a better clue. We have told a little of that disputation, O fierce debater. From a little, the principle of the whole is evident. Similarly, there is a disputation, till mankind is raised from the dead, between the necessitarians and the partisans of free will.
Oh, translation doesn't do. This is very poetic, first of all. Mm. And he's playing with the subject very delicately. First of all, he would say, listen, this conversation between somebody who doesn't want to be responsible, who claims that he's forced to do it with us, we believe in choice and responsibility, right? This conversation is a never-ending conversation, and it will go on even at the day of the judgment, judgment day. This is the argument between two groups of people. First one are Jabri, means the fellow who is talking about being forced. The other one here, Ahl Qadar. What is Qadar? Here, Qadar is partisans of free will. No. Qadar is something that you should know about a lot. Rumi talked about it very definitely, very sharply, in a very important way. Yeah. In book one, there are two words, qaza, qadar. Qaza means something which is coming from, I don't know, where it's going to happen, and it will happen. And qadar means the destiny. It's nonsense. First, let's talk about qaza. Qaza means consequence. Exactly. And consequence is something quite simple and understandable. That was in book one. Right at the beginning, opening, not the poetic stuff. The opening of book two, he talked about qadar. He said, qadar means mainly size, dimension. Do you remember how he explained it to you? He said, listen, whatever is given, whatever is here should have a size. A ring in the nose of the camel, if it is big, doesn't work. If it is small, doesn't work. Everything should have a size, except